We're off and running.
Can you put the email, the podcast logo up here? You know how to do that?
Welcome to the Big Honker Podcast, Did You Know episode, brought by, go ahead and hit your little button. There you go. Brought to you by Mallard Bay. Right now at Mallard Bay, you can get on Gulf of America Outfitters out of Venice, Louisiana. Best fishing in America, I think, bar none, yep, is in Venice, Louisiana. Check them out at mallardbay.com, and they can hook you up with Gulf of America Outfitters.
Hop on it.
All right. Did you know?
This is quickly becoming one of my favorites. I enjoy the pick'ems and all everything. I've really enjoyed this.
Yeah, it's a fun deal.
It's a good idea.
Well, thank
you.
It was
a good idea by you.
Thank you very much.
And thank you for Mallard Bay for picking it up.
Yes. Did you know what
But I didn't.
What are the most profitable movies of all time?
The most, okay. Actually, do you think I know something?
Not the grossest, but the most profitable.
I would have to say the Blair Witch Project is probably up there because they made that for a shoestring budget and it blew up around them. It's gonna be, give me a minute, because I think I've seen this. It's not gonna come to me.
Okay.
But I will say the Blair Witch Project is up there.
No.
No?
Number five, because I'm not gonna go all the way down the list. We're gonna start at number five.
Okay.
Number five, the most profitable movie of all time, Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Oh, it's a cult classic. Yeah, that's
$140,000, made $14 million.
Okay.
So they made 100,000 times their money.
That's a good investment.
Fireproof. Never even heard of Fireproof.
That's that Christian one, isn't it? With Christian Cameron. With
Kirk, yes, it is, with Kirk Cameron. $500,000, made $57 million.
So is that another 1,000 times?
Whatever half that million would be 157. No, it would be about 60 times their money.
Oh.
No, it'd be more than that. 50 million, 100 times. Yeah, 120 times. Number three, a movie called Paranormal Activity.
Yeah, that was another one that they didn't think was going
to
do very good.
$450,000 to make it, bring in $90 million. 200 times their money.
Jeez. That was a scary fucking movie.
I ain't watching that stuff.
Like, really, really scary. Towards the end, so, like, it's all captured by... You've never seen it?
No.
You need to watch it.
I'm not watching that shit.
It's all captured. It's kind of like the Blair Witch Project, where you kind of think it might be real, but it's, like, it's all captured by, like... weird shit was happening. So the husband put up cameras all over the house, and then like he had like a little GoPro before GoPros were cool, and like documented her whole path to exorcism. So anyway, the she ends up killing him. Spoiler alert if you haven't seen it in the last 20 years. And then like the bitch walks to the camera and like is looking into the camera the entire time, and then just fucking ruff.
Fuck,
and that's
that
how it
shit
ends.
I ain't watching that crap.
It is the creepiest end, because she's kind of looking a little demonic, and it's creepy. Good movie, though.
The number two is Facing the Giants, another Christian movie. Same guy.
Football?
It's a Christian drama. It's been turning mostly budget films to box office over the past. It didn't really say what it's about, but it's Little League football, basically. $100,000, made $38 million. And the number one one. Number one movie of all time, profitable wise.
Yeah.
You would not. There's just no way to think that this would happen. They spent $25,000 to make it. It made $22 million is what it brung in. Deep Throat.
Never even heard of it.
It's a porn.
Oh, I didn't know porno was on there.
Well, you would have never known a porn movie. I wouldn't either. Deep Throat, $25,000, $22 million. Linda Lovelace was the actress in it. I knew her name and stuff, because someone's got a shirt in one of the movies that says, "I choked Linda Lovelace."
Ah, she's Deep Throat.
But $25,000 to bring in $20 million.
Wow.
The number one profitable movie of all times. So Here's what I've got out of this. You either need to do something
Christian
devil,
or porn.
Christian, porn, or evil.
Yeah.
Because those are the movies that made money. Because if you go on down the list a little bit, it's going to be a lot of movies like... let's see if I'll scroll down just a minute. We'll go through a few more. We got a few times. Okay. Fireproof was 4. Texas Chainsaw was 5. The Gallows was 6.
Never heard of it.
Never heard of it. 100,000 made 7 million. Eraserhead.
Never heard of it.
100,000 for 4.5 million. The Inconvenient, An Inconvenient Truth. Al Gore's bullshit stuff.
Right.
Spent $1 million, bringing 46 million. The Big Parade. Don't even know what that is.
Nope.
The Devil Inside. Another fucking creepy fucking movie.
Nope.
Charlie Brown Christmas.
Really?
$150,000 to make it. It's bringing over $5 million.
You would figure all of those anime movies would be extremely profitable.
Yep.
But I guess, because, I mean, you're still having to hire actors. How does that, I wonder how that works, like, as a contract deal. Like, if you're going to hire The Rock to star in, like, an action movie versus, like, him just doing the voice for Moana. Like, is he getting the same paycheck? Like, even though he's just standing in a soundproof booth?
But they pay him a lot. I don't understand that. It's just a voice. Nobody went to watch Shrek because Eddie Murphy was the donkey. Was he the donkey?
Yeah.
Okay, nobody went to go see Eddie Murphy as the donkey. They didn't care who it is. You just get another guy to do it.
Yeah, but an Eddie Murphy delivery is good.
Who was Shrek?
Michael Myers.
See? I mean, nobody just for that. Peter Pan made 1953. Disney spent $4 million to make it. It brought in
that was a lot of money back then.
Yeah, and it brought $139 million. This was profit. This was pure profit. It made $140 million profit.
Right.
Cat People. No one ever heard of it. Waiting. God's Not Dead.
Mm-hmm.
That might have been the movie we were talking about on the podcast show. Grease. High School Musical. I'm going to go 3 more to go to the top 20, and then I'm done. Star Wars, A New Hope. And Paranormal Activity 2 was number 19.
I bet the budget increased.
$3 million is all they did. And Insidious is 20.
Right.
So anyways, there you go. Those are the most profitable movies of all time. Did you know?
Did you know? Okay, so my did you know play. Did you know that the Civil War was not fought over slavery?
Fought over states' rights.
What is that? What do you mean?
The states have rights. Each state has a right. Like if you want to go to have an abortion in California, but Alabama makes it illegal,
right?
Move your ass to California and get an abortion.
So, November 1860.
Now, let's just don't pretend. If it wasn't for slavery, we would never have this war. So go ahead.
1860. A man named Abraham Lincoln gets elected.
Mm-hmm. From Kentucky.
The South starts saying, oh, fuck, we're out of here. So South Carolina secedes in December, I believe.
So South Carolina was the first one to secede.
They were the first one.
Okay.
So President-elect Lincoln and President Buchanan are like, this is going to destroy the United States if we lose the South. Because the South was extremely wealthy at the time.
Cotton was king.
Extremely wealthy. The North was more advanced. You know, you had your cities and your mills and stuff like that. But the South was extremely, extremely wealthy. And I don't mean everybody. Like, the North, like, was probably more wealthy, like, just in the grand scheme of, like, everybody having a little bit of money. But the South, a couple families had just vast amounts of wealth. So the states
were wealthy.
Right.
Not the overall. Like, right now, Texas is the most profitable state, probably, right, or Florida.
But you still got poor people.
Right. But the state is, the GDP for the state is huge.
Yeah. And there's estimates that the South was accounting for 75% of taxes collected at the time.
Mm-hmm.
So President Buchanan, President-elect Lincoln are like, we can't have the South secede. Like, it'll just ruin everything. So they say, get me something that's going to keep the South here. I don't care what it is. So they get a guy, and it is called the Corwin Amendment. And it was the proposed 13th Amendment. It would have been the 13th Amendment if things carried out. So it reads, no amendment shall be made to the Constitution which will authorize or give the Congress the power to abolish or interfere with any state with the domestic institutions thereof, including that of persons held to labor or service by the law of said state. So it was totally, we're going to put this in. You can have slaves forever. We don't care. Just don't leave. It passes in March of 1861. So the South was going to be able to keep their slaves.
That's what I'm kind of getting out of this. Because we did to the South what we did to all the Indians on all their land.
What?
Made them promises and stuff and gave them stuff and then took it away.
No. This should have appeased the South. It passes in March of 1861. They don't fire upon Fort Sumner until April of 1861. So it had to be something else. The South, it was going to be able to keep its slaves. Lincoln says, if I can save the Union and not have to free a single slave, I will do it. But he also said, if I say I will save the Union and free all the slaves. Slavery was not on his mind. He did not care.
He just wanted to keep the United States.
He wanted to keep
together.
The United States as the United States. And if the South got to keep their slaves, so be it. I don't care. Keep the Union. It passes both houses of Congress with an overwhelming 2/3 majority. April is when the Confederate Army fires upon Fort Sumner and the war ignites there. It never got to President Lincoln's desk to be ratified. Two states did ratify it. I think it was... Let me find it real quick. I got a couple different articles.
So then why did they attack Fort Sumner?
The North wanted to impose a tariff on the South of 40%.
Don't blame them bastards. What are we facing now?
And the South said, no, the most we'll do is a 10% tariff.
The same taxes that went from 2% at the Boston Tea Party
right.
are now going to be 10% to now, which is fucking everything. It was right. just terrible.
And the South said, no deal. We'll do 10%.
And then they said, no, we're not taking this shit. And they fired on Fort
Sumner. And then they fired upon Fort Sumner, and that ignited the war. Had this, ironically, had this 13th Amendment made it to Lincoln's desk, got signed into law, ratified, all that other good stuff.
Slavery would not have been abolished yet.
Slavery would have been in the Constitution as legal. I don't know how you go about changing that.
You can. It takes a lot to do it, but anyways, they were going to put slavery in the Constitution,
and it was going to be permanent. The Constitution cannot stop you as a state from whatever rules you want to play by. Basically,
so it would have been up to each state,
yeah.
to do away with slavery.
Yes, yes.
That's a very interesting.
If they wanted
you know.
To, they could have. Now, here's the other thing. Did you know, Ulysses S. Grant? The commander for the Union that mm-hmm. fought against so-called slavery that, you know, we've all been taught in junior high history that, you know, this was all about slavery and all that other good stuff. Did you know he did not free his slaves until well after the war?
Oh, he's a hypocrite, huh?
Well, after like 1865.
Oh, didn't shock me.
After the Emancipation Proclamation, after all that good stuff, he kept his slaves until the bitter end. Robert E. Lee, on the other hand, whose statues were tearing down, he was well ahead of the curveball on that. He was freeing his slaves before and during the Civil War.
Do you know that the, what's the cemetery called that I went to in D.C.? The National Cemetery, maybe?
I'm not sure.
The one that has the unknown soldier at it in the tomb?
Mm-hmm.
That land was given to them by Robert E. Lee.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Ohio and Maryland were the two states that ratified this proposed 13th Amendment after it passes both houses of Congress. I thought I had another little tidbit about that, but I can't remember right now. But yeah, anyway. So then you go on, and then the 13th Amendment that's in the Constitution now abolishes slavery. But had they not fired upon Fort Sumner and the war never happens, this would have been your 13th Amendment. Slavery theoretically
today, we wouldn't have slavery
right.
today by any means.
But theoretically.
Yeah. It would change the whole course of history.
It would have lasted much longer. Slavery yep. would have lasted much longer.
Yep.
So the war was not over slavery. It was about states' rights and taxes. And slavery was just a byproduct. Lincoln said, I just want to save the Union. I don't care if all the slaves are freed. I don't care if none of the slaves are freed.
I just want this to stay intact.
I want to save the Union. Also, another interesting piece of information. The Emancipation Proclamation cost... Radical Republicans, which was Lincoln's party, cost them Congress seats in the North after the Emancipation Proclamation.
Interesting.
It cost them elections after that. So the North can poo-poo all you want in our faces, you know, being country bumpkins. You didn't elect the Radical Republicans because of the Emancipation Proclamation after that. So
That's
that is my did you know for this.
So basically what you're saying is the rules for thee are different than me, and it's been going on that way forever.
Right.
Yep.
Right.
Interesting deal. Go up to Mallard Bay.
Nothing has changed.
Check out Guide Tech. If you're an outfitter, check out Mallard Bay. I have lost my Facebook. I don't know what happened. I've been hacked. I can't get into my main Facebook. So I'm on my old Facebook, which is Jeff Stanfield. Or if you follow me on weather, which a lot of people do, I will be chasing storms. When's this coming out today?
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow. Well, I'm going to be chasing the next couple of days because we got a chance of storms. Anyways, follow me on my IG, which is at jstanfield68. I will be doing live storm chasing on IG now. I can't do it on Facebook, but you can follow me on both of my Facebooks. I can still write on my other one from my old one, but I can't check messages or anything. And also, if you message me on Messenger, do not use my old Messenger because it does not work. I cannot get into it. So I'm assuming some guy in Shanghai, China is reading all your messages. Thanks. Peace. God bless you. Have a great day.
Love you. Bye. Watch for deer. Go check out Mallard Bay. Listen, fall's coming up. Summer is basically here. You're going to be looking for fishing charters this summer. You're going to be looking for hunts this coming fall. Check out Mallard Bay. They have a whole host of different outfitters that you can take advantage of. So it's your one-stop shop, Mallard Bay.